the voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Here comes Galloway, cross-court hit, and handcuffs. Grace Crawford got her going the wrong way, off her arms and out of bounds. So Galloway with a kill, and the Cardinals with a point, 21-15.
The Michigan High School Athletic Association and WTVB Sports proudly present continuing coverage of the MHSAA Volleyball Tournament.
Out of the middle, here's Bassage, and she hits it through the blockers and down on the Coldwater side.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Anytime Fitness, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Culey's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Haylett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
With Al Rackesy, it is night two of the postseason for the Coldwater Lady Cardinal volleyball team as they get set to take on Vicksburg tonight after an exciting five-game match on Monday night against Sturgis. Again, I guess something that we should have expected out of our Coldwater Lady Cardinals all year long. They've been going those five games, and that was certainly the case Monday against Sturgis. Got stronger as the match went on, able to close it out in that the big fifth game.
Yeah, they played excellent volleyball in that fifth game. Ken really came out and took charge in that game, and I think the final was 15-8, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. But struggled a little bit in game four, but again, battled back, got it back together again, and got all the wheels moving in the right direction, and did a really good job against a good Sturgis team.
This is the district semifinals. The winner here tonight moves on to take on Three Rivers in the finals coming up on Saturday. And that was not unexpected, although Edwardsburg, very scrappy performance here tonight against Three Rivers. Three Rivers taking the opening game 25-20, then 25-19. Then Edwardsburg came back and won 25-19 and scrapped in that fourth game, which Three Rivers finally won 27-25.
Wow.
So Three Rivers, a very tough team. They're a team that's beaten Bronson earlier this year at the Coldwater tournament here. The Cardinals know what Three Rivers is like, so they obviously look forward to that matchup. Three Rivers plays in the same league as Vicksburg in that Wolverine Conference, so they know each other. Right now, though, the Cardinals have to take care of business here tonight against an unknown opponent. They have not played Vicksburg at all this year.
Yeah, and you know, I really don't know anything about the Bulldog volleyball program. Haven't heard anything, you know, exceptional about them this year, anything like that. So kind of an unknown. Coach Larry Knaus even admitted that the other night. He was going to try to call a couple of coaches and talk to them. But the Cardinals have the home court advantage, and that's big. You know, hopefully they can get through tonight and go up against Three Rivers on Saturday.
And a Three Rivers team that tonight did not have Tegan Reeves in their lineup, the big 6'1" girl who was not even here this evening. I guess we're trying to find out what the story is, or understand she's injured, why she wasn't here, I'm not sure. But that would be obviously a big factor if you got to the district final against Three Rivers without her in that lineup.
Oh, yeah. I remember her from the districts last year, and she was really a force to be reckoned with out there on the volleyball court. So that would be a big loss for the Wildcats.
Excellent basketball player and understand a pitcher in softball, too. So all big all-around athletes. So we'll see what that happens on Saturday. That's Saturday. Tonight is Wednesday night, second game of the doubleheader. Getting started a little early here this evening because the Three Rivers-Vicksburg matchup got done a little early. So we're looking forward to the start of this one. Coming up in about 15 minutes here on the radio, we will have the action of the district semifinals. It is Coldwater against Vicksburg. We'll take this three-minute break and come back with more of our pregame show. This is Lady Cardinal Volleyball on WTVB.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently, Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
For smart heating solutions for your home, see Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
You don't have to eat fast food for lunch. At the Willows Bar and Grill, their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp. Wednesday's lunch specials include your choice of a three-piece chicken strip basket or ham and cheese sandwich, each served with your choice of chips or fries.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows, just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater.
The heated deck is open, weather permitting.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Back at Coldwater High School, the semifinals in the Class B districts here in volleyball with Coach Larry Knaus. And we talked about all year long, making it a long, long match, just keeping the fans here extra long. And it went five games for you guys on Monday night against, a really good opponent, Sturgis. But after the game, I'm sure you had to say, wow, what a gritty performance by our girls.
Well, it was. We gave it everything, and Sturgis gave it everything. They're a heck of a team. And we knew we had to be at the top of our game, and that was the only way we could beat them.
Out of that game, you got some very good performances, Shelby Bowers. We talked about earlier in the pregame about her being able to hit down the line. She did a bunch of that. You got some really scrappy defense in the back row, Michaela Gillette, Megan, a few of those. Those are the kinds of players you need to have step up when it comes to postseason time, isn't it?
Well, it is. We've relied, for the most part this year, on our hitters. Our two main hitters on our team are Kinsey Galloway and Shelby Bowers. But we've needed balance all year long, and we're getting the balance now out of Haley Renke and Carly Smoker. And actually, Ashley Chase, let's add her in there, too. Even though she's a setter, she's one of those X-factor players.
All right. Well, now on to the semifinals. We've had a chance to practice a little bit last night. Get ready for Vicksburg tonight. Thoughts on this matchup?
Well, by what I've been able to find out from other coaches around the area that played Vicksburg, I haven't seen them. I haven't played them. So they're a lot like us. They're scrappy. They're gritty. No big dominating one person, but they do have they have a lot of different weapons to go to.
So from that standpoint, what's the key for you guys then?
Well, we have to stay within ourselves, and we have to stay focused. We just have to do what we do best, and it starts right now. And again, what we did the other night was receive serve so that we can run an offense. We can get the ball up to Megan or Ashley, and we can run an offense and give our hitters a chance to put the ball down.
Yeah, when it went well, it looked really good with that serve receive. When it was really bad, it looked really ugly serve receive.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was one of those. Again, we worked on it again last night, and it's been something going on. And it's just a focus, and I thought we did well the other night. And again, nothing great, but we did well enough to get by, and we got to do it tonight.
Good luck, Coach. Coldwater Coach Larry Canales with us on the pregame show. This is Coldwater Lady Cardinal Volleyball on WTVB.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
Something straight.
If it's about camping or RVing, livestock or utility trailers,
I tail it to Haylett.
Haylett Auto and RV, the place to I, try, and buy.
Start online
at HaylettAutoAndRV.com. Shop and compare over 300 units in Haylett's giant, new, and pampered pre-owned inventory.
If it's worth seeing, it's there.
Located online, then hightail it to Haylett and see it, try it, and buy it. Haylett has it all. Tent campers to travel trailers, lift wheels to motorhomes, hoy box carriers to two-horse bumper pulls, LQ horse, stock, and utility trailers. Haylett has wheels for whatever you're hauling. Hitches? Haylett has parts and accessories. Haylett has a warehouse full. Buy from folks who use what they sell so they know what works. Need service? If Haylett's can't fix it, it ain't fixable. Rentals? You bet. A great way to get your feet wet and see if the camping life's for you. Online and on the ground. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV's 11-acre super lot just east of I-69, exit 13 on US 12, Coldwater, Michigan. Haylett Auto and RV clobbers big city prices.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
And welcome back to Coldwater High School. Ken Delaney along with Al Rackesy tonight as the Coldwater Lady Cardinals match up against the Bulldogs of Vicksburg, a team they haven't seen this year. I hadn't seen Edwardsburg this year, but they did see Three Rivers, and of course they've seen Sturgis this year and beat Sturgis in the Monday night quarterfinal action here tonight. So looking at the team on the floor, we'll talk a little bit about our observations on Vicksburg here coming up in just a little bit, Al, but a couple of things that Coach Canales talked about in the interview just a minute ago of getting some other people to be a part of the attack and going into this game. Kenzie Galloway with 330 kills for the Lady Cardinals, 262 for Shelby Bowers, but creeping right up there is Ashley Chase, again, one of the two setters for Coldwater, but she has 155 kills on the season and an attack percentage of 3.09, which is pretty darn good.
Yes, it is, Ken. And Ashley has really upped her game this year. She's become a really good volleyball player, all-around volleyball player. I mean, she passes the ball well. She sets the ball well. She's one of the setters that Coach Canales depends upon. And then as well as learned how to become part of that offense with her hitting.
Yeah. So who are the leaders in serve-receive for the Cardinals? Again, some of those bugaboos. Well, right now on paper, although she has less serve-receives than a lot of these girls, Haley Renke with a 931 percentage, a 923 percentage, Megan Scorfar, 895, Ashley Chase, 878, Shelby Bowers, 899, Michaela Gillette playing out of the back row, and 826, Kenzie Galloway. Also at 894 is Carly Smoker. Anytime you're close to that 90% reserve, that's a pretty good percentage.
Yeah, you want to be around that mark, and if you're above it, you're pretty much considered an excellent receiver. So obviously Megan Scorefire has handled the most of the balls back there in the back row this year with 562 and only 47 errors. So she's done a very good job back there. And as you mentioned, Haley Reinke hasn't been back there that much, but she's another girl that has really stepped up here at the end of the season and performed well for the Guards.
Megan Scorefire also the leading server on the team with a 97.5% serving percentage. Right behind her and couple at 962 is Carly Smoker, 944 Carissa Harrell, and 943 Ashley Chase, 944 Shelby Bowers, and 955 actually is Michaela Gillette. So the Cardinals have some players that can put the ball in play as well on the service itself. Let's talk a little bit about what might be some keys to tonight's contest. And brought to you by Union Pallet. Recycling your cardboard with Union Pallet and Container Company of Coldwater can deliver real value to your business and the environment. Recycling one ton of cardboard saves more than 17 trees and eliminates landfill waste. To learn how you can save the environment by recycling your company's cardboard, call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888. Serve receive, is that number one?
I think so, and the other thing is figuring out Vicksburg's offense, you know, seeing exactly what they can do. Obviously, Coach Canales has talked to somebody about what the Bulldogs will do, but, you know, serve receive, and nothing happens without a good pass to the setter, and then that setter's getting the ball in the correct spots, then she's able to use all of her options offensively and stuff and get the ball to people in different positions. So, serve receive, absolutely. It's a key.
At the net, the Cardinals were having a hard time against the big girl for Sturgis the other night, who just kept coming and kept coming and kept coming with that. And that out of the middle there was Rachel Anderson at 6'2". Tonight, a little bit different look on the attack for Vicksburg with a couple of players that are lefties.
Yeah, I know a little bit about that, but it definitely does give a different look to it.
And does it make you sneakier?
Not really. They find you out there. But the thing about it is it's a little different arm angle, a little different positioning that you have to use with a left-hander. And I'm sure Coach Knaus, I know he was watching them as they were hitting in the pregame here and whatnot. I'm sure he went over and talked to his girls about the fact that there are a couple of left-handers out there. So just another little thing you got to look for.
You know, looking maybe positioning down the line on some of those line shots if the girl's coming from the right side hitting left.
Right.
A few things like that, but nothing dramatic that obviously they haven't seen before because Coldwater's played an awful lot of volleyball this season and coming into this thing looking to move on to the district final on Saturday. The winner of this match will face Three Rivers coming up at 5 o'clock. Of course, across the way in the county looking for the big matchups tomorrow night. Bronson and Mendon in both opposite sides of the bracket. So Union City takes on Mendon. Bronson takes on Quincy tomorrow night in the semifinals. The winners there play at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon at Bronson High School. We're going to come back and get set with this thing in just a couple of minutes. This is Lady Cardinal Volleyball on WTBB.
Change is in the air. Glenn here from Warner Oil Company. While we're not sure what the weather has in store, one thing is for sure. The calendar says fall is back. And I'm here to remind you that Warner Oil is stocked and ready with antifreeze, washer fluid, engine oil, and quality Chevron lubricants to get your fall engine service completed. Don't wait. Now is the best time to purchase these supplies. Over the past 80 years, Warner Oil Company has been supplying your fuel and lubricant needs. Whether to take the chill out of your home or filling your fuel tanks with farm gas and diesel fuel, Warner Oil has been there to meet your needs. Our fuel drivers have years and years of experience. They understand that you are busy and you need them to keep your tanks full. Ask them about our premium grade diesel fuel or 20% renewable. You can call Warner Oil Company today at 517-278-5844. Or stop by to see us Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 400 Ray Street here in Coldwater.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
Hi, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. During our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. That's why we've taken great pride in designing and staffing our homes to ensure the best service and care possible for you and your family. Our spacious apartments encourage residents the opportunity to bring more of their own personal furnishings to help make the transition easier. Call today for information or a tour at our facilities at 278-9494. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living care and services.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Back at Coldwater High School, the introductions being made here for the two teams, the Coldwater Lady Cardinals and the Lady Bulldogs of Vicksburg. Coldwater doesn't play Vicksburg much. We played them in soccer, actually, in the semifinals of the district there and had success. So maybe that bodes well here for the volleyball team against Vicksburg in the semifinals as well. Some of the names you'll hear us call out quite a bit. Their setter is a 5'8" senior, Alex Oswalt. But the couple of lefties that we looked at, and 6 foot, she's just a junior, Shannon Scott, and also a lefty, very powerful, 5'9" junior, India Ash, as well. Although I saw her hitting actually both ways, right and left. So we'll see what she was serving right and hitting left. So we'll see which way she brings it from that standpoint. The roster looks like this: 5'6", 5'9", 5'6", 6 foot with Scott, 5'2", 5'8", 5'8", 5'8", 5'11", 5'10", 5'9", 5'8", 5'5", 5'10", 5'7". Sound familiar?
Yeah, it's about like Coldwater's roster most part.
Exactly. And only a couple of seniors in their lineup, three seniors in their lineup as well. Sound familiar? Kind of like Coldwater's lineup. So as Larry had talked about in the pregame there, really pretty evenly matched teams on paper from the standpoint and the conversations he's had with other coaches and scouting reports. Scouting isn't quite as extensive as in football when you're studying a film and those kinds of things in the realm of volleyball. And Kent Neitzert always said that, you know, when he coached, he really didn't care a lot. I mean, maybe a few tendencies of other teams, but other than that, you just got to play your game.
Oh, yeah. And if the Cardinals come out with the intensity that they had the other night, I think they'll be fine. Obviously, they can't afford those mistakes, the defensive lapses that occur on occasion, but you're going to have those in every volleyball match at times. It's just a matter of minimizing them for the most part and taking advantage of what the other team gives you.
Yeah, but if you try to adjust your game to a certain player or a certain style of play, sometimes that can take you totally out of it, too.
That's right. You know, it was just like Anderson the other night. Okay. Cardinals knew that they were going to have to block on her. Obviously, sometimes we did a decent job. Sometimes we didn't do such a decent job, but we still played our game the way we play our style of volleyball.
And the Cardinals got here by beating Sturgis. They lost the first game, 25-20, came back and won 25-23, 25-21. Lost the fourth game, 25-18, then won game 5, 15-8. Both Edwardsburg and Three Rivers had byes in the opening round, as did Vicksburg. And earlier tonight, it was Three Rivers beating Edwardsburg in four games, 25-20, 25-19. Edwardsburg took game 3, 25-19, and then Three Rivers won that one, 27-25. We are set. The Cardinals will be on the court to our left, and look who's there.
Yeah, Morgan Klein
will be there to serve, and she has 6 serves on the season total, a 50% serving percentage here. Has been out almost all season with that ACL. They don't let her play much. But, with senior night, they brought her in to let her serve a couple there. On the fight cancer night, they brought her in to serve a couple times, and that's about it. So we'll see her in the back row. But one of those co-captains of the team, a spiritual leader, and just think how much difference this team could have been with her playing all year long. But glad to have her out there. And the opening serve floats in deep on Vicksburg. They'll overpass onto Coldwater side right there. Kenzie Galloway to poke it back to Edwardsburg. But then the big swing for that left side and hammering it down, and that was number 4, Shannon Scott, the lefty going cross court. The Cardinals had really sucked in, and she found that spot in that back row.
Nobody went up to block on her that time either, Ken. So
Klein will come out, and Michaela Gillette comes in back row. Here's the serve receive. Haley Rinke plays it up. A little short set there to Galloway. Wow, nice little rifle over the net. Picked up, though, by Vicksburg. Galloway's going to set Smoker, who's going to push it deep on Vicksburg. Vicksburg quick set out of the middle. Scorefar with a fist on it. Smoker back to Scorefar. Cross court hit and in.
Megan Scorefar, first point of the night for the Cardinals.
Carly Smoker was a setter of the junior varsity team, so she knows how to handle that ball there. And nice set just off the net, enough for Scorefar to get underneath it and put it over. little trouble there on the serve received by Vicksburg. They get the hit, and then they handcuff Haley Ranke. Line drive shot right at her head by Shannon Scott. Ranke not able to handle it, and the ball goes back to Vicksburg. And going back to serve will be Hannah Overy. 2-1, they lead.
Shannon Scott, the lefty, goes to the bench.
Score far. Tied up the net, sets it backside to Smoker. Off the block. Picked up by Vicksburg. Tipped around at the net. Comes over to Coldwater's side. There's Galloway who will take it herself. Dug up nicely by Vicksburg. They're going to bump it over. Scorefar going to push the deep corner and get it.
Good court awareness by Megan Scorefar. Pushing it deep into the far corner. Vicksburg couldn't get there.
They had tucked up and found that deep corner of the back right side of Vicksburg's defense. And we're tied at twos. Here's Carly Smoker to serve for the Cardinals. Down the line. Little set going back outside. Cross court. Dug it. Oh, Smoker did not move her feet, and again got handcuffed there by Olivia Welsh, the 5'10" junior, who just drilled it and hit Carly right on the hands.
Nice swing by Olivia Welsh for the Bulldogs.
They lead 3-2 in this opening game of the semifinal here at Coldwater High School, and back to serve is Ashton Bjork. Right up there by Scorefar. Chase setting it backside for Galloway. Cross court, nicely done. Yes, just caught the line going from her left to the right side of the court to the cross court to the far right side of the Vicksburg defense.
Important thing is it was in.
Galloway now back to serve for the Cardinals. We're tied at three. Just barely clears it out of the service. This one's going to be tight. Pushed back outside. Long on the hit and no touch. Goldwater point.
Good job by Galloway in the back row. She was positioned correctly right on the back line. Knew where she was and knew where that ball was going.
They fed Olivia Welsh and she just hit it long. Ball played up back on the Coldwater side. Score far. Chase going outside. Ranke into the block. Picked up there by the Cardinals. And a whistle. Coldwater into the net trying to dig the ball out.
Got Megan Scorefar in the net on that one.
So Olivia Welsh will serve now for Vicksburg. They tie it up at 4-4. Play up by Smoker. Ashley Chase has run a ton for it. Behind the 10-foot line, Ranke hits it. Tied at the net, a little poke over, and into the net was Vicksburg on the hit.
Wondering if they were going to call that or not.
Oswalt, they've been getting her the ball real tight at the net, so her sets have not been really off the net enough for the hitters to do much with a lot of times. Here's a little left-hand hit dug up there by Coldwater as it came over the net. That was a little runner by India Ash coming out of that left side. Just in behind the blockers. Coldwater trying to dig it up, but not enough. And it's tied at five. Vicksburg with the service again. Jump serve floats in. Smoker, and this one's going to be shanked out of bounds.
Carly struggling a little bit with serve receive here tonight.
Played really, really well Monday night in the quarterfinals against Sturgis. Service again. They go right back at her. Bowers going to have to take it. Chase, and they're going to get Shelby Bowers on the double hit on the lift, whichever you want to call it, on the set.
I'll go right back at Smoker again right now.
7-5. Mm-hmm. Nope. Michaela Gillette takes it. I think she missed on the serve. Going outside. No, going inside to Megan Scorefar on the hit. Vicksburg comes with their attack. Played up there by Chase. Gillette runs a bunch for it. Behind the 10-foot line. Back to the net is Scorefar. Bumps it over. Tight set in the middle. Scorefar picks it up for Coldwater. Bowers. Take Ranke. Hits it deep. Played up by Vicksburg. They'll tip it over in two. Chase. Giving it off to Scorefar. Here comes Bowers down the line and in. That's like a tomahawk.
No kidding. She can really hit that line and or close to that line very, very well. Starts off strong again tonight.
Haley Ranke to serve for the Cardinals. Floats it deep. Vicksburg plays it. They'll come to the 10-foot line and a whistle, and they'll call the double hit on Vicksburg. Kind of like the other night. This one's called pretty tightly.
Yeah, and I don't mind that.
Set the tone early and know what you got. We'll tip over. Scorefar picks it up. Bowers back to Scorefar to hit again. Vicksburg scrambling for it. Now from behind the 10-foot line, bumping it over deep to Coldwater side. Uh-oh. Chase. Oh, overpassed onto Vicksburg side. Chase never got to it as the setter. And right out of the middle, Vicksburg just hammers it down.
Taylor Rosenthal with a big hit for the Bulldogs.
8-7, Vicksburg leads opening game. We played at 25 the first four games. fifth game would be to 15. It is a best of five. Each service is a point, so it's the rally system. Michaela Osterl. There's the cross-court hit by Bowers for Coldwater. Dug up there by Vicksburg. They'll hit and hit into the net. Bowers right there to cover it, but it never cleared the tape. So we're tied at eights.
Coldwater struggling a little bit offensively. Not able to get quite in sync yet tonight.
Here's the serve by Shelby. Out of the middle, quick. Oh, just a little dink over by India Ash. Didn't hit it hard, but put it through the two blockers and down on Coldwater's side.
Coldwater calling for a carry ball on that or a push ball, but not going to get the call.
9-8, Vicksburg leads. And with the service, Haley Reinke overplays it, steps it a little too far, off her arms and out of bounds. Natalie Glaze, 5'9", junior, is serving for Vicksburg, and they lead 10-8. Opening game, played back down at Reinke. Run it a bunch, you score far, bumps it, back to Reinke at the 10-foot line. Oh, barely runs over the net and drops.
Well, so, Haley deserved that one.
There's redemption, right?
You betcha.
Barely hit the net, rolled over, and just dropped flat on the Vicksburg side. The Cardinals get the service back and trail by just one, 10-9. Set to the outside, a little push over, and drops in down the line by Olivia Welsh. She's going solo with Megan Scorefar there and just got over top of her.
Yeah, she got it. Megan got a little piece of it, though. Came off the block there.
11-9, Vicksburg on top and with a service. Scorefar sending it quick to Galloway, who just reaches up and whacks it down.
That's what happens when you get the good first pass.
They ran that as a quick, and Galloway was right there with a strong arm. 11-10. Coldwater trails by one, but they'll serve with Carly Smoker. Floats it in. Played up there by Glace. Quick out of the middle. Oh, got a piece of the net. A little punch shot out of the middle. And that goes in for Vicksburg.
Coldwater getting a little flat-footed on the blocks here tonight. Got to be a little quicker at the net.
Ashton Bjork back to serve. Score far. Chase. Going to set a 10-foot line for Smoker on the hit there. Oswalt sets it outside. There's the hit and long out of bounds by Hannah Overy. Cardinals pull back within one, trailing 12-11 here in the opening game, and Kenzie Galloway to serve. Played deep. Might have been going out. Vicksburg plays it. They go to the 10-foot line. There's the hit. Long. Galloway going to be tied at the net. Scorefar gets it nicely, though. Chase on the cross-court hit. Dug up there by Vicksburg. Here they come with the shot down the line. Dug up by the Cardinals. Galloway, Reinke. Back to Smoker. Ball hit long and out of bounds by Three Rivers. Smoker hit it so hard from behind the 10-foot line that it caught just Vicksburg napping a little bit. Up the arms, over and out of bounds.
All started with a great dig, though, in the back row by Kenzie Galloway. And then Haley Reinke was able to pop it up for Smoker.
Tied at 12s. Overy bumped at the 10-foot line for Vicksburg. Right there at the net. And Shelby Bowers says thank you very much as Rosenthal kind of hit an off-speed shot into the net. And Shelby said thanks.
Yeah, she was right there to put that one down.
13-12, Coldwater back in the lead now. Oswalt is set out of the middle, and big hard hit dug up there by Scorefar. Galloway going to take the set to Reinke and short arm that one into the net. Knew what she wanted to do, not hit it hard, wanted to take it a little off speed, but took it a little too off speed.
Yep, got to get it in play. Don't want to give them the ball back.
We're tied at 13s.
Because, again, you're giving them a point right there.
With Vicksburg back to serve. Loading it, Michaela Gillette picks it up nicely. Reinke, give it to Smoker from the 10-foot line. Hits it. A little dump over. Dug up there by Scorefar. Bowers running into the scorer's table, but not able to bring it back into play. That was a nasty serve.
That was, boy.
And Michaela did a great job to kind of square it up, but the Cardinals not able to get it fully into play. 14-13. Gillette, a little slow one. Ashley with the set to Reinke. Hit hard, and Vicksburg's return goes over to the scores table that time.
Haley Reinke with the hit and the point for the Cardinals.
Coldwater's tied it at 14s. Ashley Chase back to serve. Played up and played out of bounds. Earl. She's the defensive specialist, the libero, libero.
Whatever you
say, tomato. I say tomato.
That's right.
Nice serve by Ashley Chase. That thing just barely cleared the net and then just died.
That's the thing, boy. Certain ways you can hit the ball. If you hit it just right, it'll act like a knuckleball. You know, a lot of girls like to use topspin. You know, that brings the ball down. Sometimes when they float like that, they just drop automatically.
This one's deep. Tied at the net for Vicksburg. They play it up. Little poke over. Played up there by Shelby Bowers. Score far going outside to Ranky. Off the block. Bulldogs have it. They'll reset. Left-handed hit. Oh, down the line. Gillette got a hand on it on a hit by India Ash. A lefty going down the line, but not able to get her feet there quick enough.
That's, again, where you got to adjust a little bit. You got to bring your block a little bit farther to the outside.
16-15. Coldwater still leads by one. Smoker, Ranky bumping it up, and Scorefar going to take it barely over on the third one. That's got a lot of tape. Here comes the hit by Vicksburg with their other left-hander, Shannon Scott, through the block and down. So we're tied at 16s in the opening game. Vicksburg on the service. Michaela Gillette. Ashley Chase bumping it to the 10-foot line for Smoker, who got it off her forearm and put it into the net.
Vicksburg's a very tough serving team. Got a lot of hard hit balls, not a lot of those. Kind of just get it over the net and float it over to the other side. They hit the ball pretty hard.
This one goes hard, but goes wide, and the Cardinals will get it on the unforced error and tied at 17s.
Time for Coldwater to go on a little run here.
Timeout Pittsburgh.
Ranky to serve. There's a timeout. Ranky actually served, but Vicksburg had called the timeout. It's kind of odd.
I did hear a whistle, but okay. It wasn't a very loud whistle.
I thought it was a whistle to start play.
Yeah.
Well, it turned out it was the whistle to stop play. And so a timeout on the floor as Vicksburg will regroup here. We're tied at 17s in the opening game, and it's gone back and forth between these two squads. And you can see, as we talked about on paper, they look pretty evenly matched. The description of the teams pretty evenly matched, and the style of play we're seeing tonight, pretty evenly matched.
Yeah, really they are. I think Vicksburg's being a little bit more aggressive at the net. Coldwater's suffering a little bit with the serve-receive and not being able to get into that offensive flow.
Ranky will serve, coming out of the timeout. And here we go. Floats it deep. And he's tied at the net. Oswald going backside. Giving it there to Ash. Coming at that little curl around the backside, but hitting it left-handed anyway and down the line and in.
Still not doing a very good job of blocking against them either. I don't mean to be critical here tonight, but it is what it is.
18-17. Vicksburg leads in the opening game. And the service. Michaela Gillette has to play it over on the first ball. Oswald going to the outside for Ash. Gillette plays it up for Coldwater. Chase, give it to Smoker through the block. Vicksburg scrambling for it. Will tip into the nets.
Well, India Ash just tried to push that one over, but didn't get the ball up there high enough. As a result, goes into the net, and Shelby Bowers back at the service line for Coldwater.
Oswald runs a bunch, gets it to the 10-foot line, the big hit there, and the Cardinals weren't ready for that, I don't think. Olivia Welsh just hammers the ball off the arms of Bowers and out of bounds.
It's really the first back row attack we've seen from them, I think.
19-18, Vicksburg leads. And the service goes into the net, and we tie it 19. Tight games, unforced errors can kill you.
Wondering if they were going to get the score right there.
19-19. Oswald going outside. There's Welsh. Lost three shot. Scorefar setting it outside. Ashley Chase blocked. Scorefar digs it up, and Vicksburg can't get his right tight at the net. And Welsh was trying to block it, but blocked it back down on her own side. And the Cardinals are at that mythical, magical number 20. Oswald out of the middle. Oh, Vicksburg barely punches the ball over. They missed on the hit. Here comes Galloway. Does not miss on that hit, but dug up there by Vicksburg. Some miscommunication. Swofar going to push it deep to the corner and in. Vicksburg was out of sorts. And Swofar saw that back corner open again and just pushed it.
Well, that's why she's one of the leaders out there on the floor, one of the captains.
21-19 Coldwater leads. And Megan Swofar back to serve. And drops right in. They kind of walked, backed away from Alexi Francisco, had just come into the game in that back row. And miscommunication there with Michaela Osterl. Who's going to take it?
A lot of times that's
Osterl
where you go. Osterl
struggling with it. Ball bumped over by Vicksburg. Quick, here's Chase. Oh, jumped too soon on her way down when the ball came over to her. And the set goes out of bounds.
A lot of times when a new player comes into the game, that's exactly where you go with your service.
Hannah Overy comes in to serve for Vicksburg and serves into the net.
Vicksburg helping Coldwater out a little bit here.
23-20, Coldwater on top. Carly Smoker to serve. Cross courts. Oswald going to set outside. Here's the hit. Double block by Coldwater, but blocked out of bounds. Galloway was there. Chase was there, but they couldn't close it on Olivia Welsh, and it goes out of bounds.
Just didn't turn the block inside.
23-21, Coldwater leads. Vicksburg go with the service. Ashton Bjork. Michaela Gillette on the serve receive. Ashley Chase going outside to Ranky. Oh, launched that thing long. Had a running, jumping start at it and never brought the hand down.
No.
Hit right through it. 23-22, Coldwater still leads by one. Vicksburg with a service. Gillette, nice serve receive. They go backside. Galloway into the block. Dug up by Vicksburg. They'll hit it. Blocked back at him. Ashley Chase, the solo block, and puts it down.
Good job by Ashley Chase. One-on-one with the hitter for the Bulldogs.
And the Cardinals are now at game point, 24-22. And that causes Vicksburg to call their second timeout of this opening game. Chase gets up so quick.
She's just done a really good job all the way around. I just really, really impressed with the way she's come on as a volleyball player this year.
She struggled a little bit last year with some injury problems. I mean, actually in track a little bit, too. Very, very fast runner as well, and a big part of the track team for the Coldwater Lady Cardinals. So they hope she's healthy. She's got that special tape on both of her knees.
Kinesio tape.
There we go. I was looking for the name of that. If we had Mark Schultz here, he could give us the full explanation of the usage of that, but it seems to work.
Works for her on that one anyway.
There you go, on both of the knees. 24-22, Coldwater leads, and Kenzie Galloway trying to close it out here on the service, and closes it out, whoa, way long. Does not close it out at all. Opens the door wide as her serve was about 10 feet long.
Playing on the basketball court.
24-23, Coldwater still leads. This is still game points because any serve receive is a point. Any exchange. Loaded in, Smoker. Ashley Chase going outside. Here's a little tip over by Bowers. Tip back at Coldwater, and the Cardinals can't keep it alive. Both Chase and Scorefar went for it. Scorefar got it up. At that point, Chase had committed to the ball, and where the ball went, there was nobody home. So we're tied at 24. As you do win by two. Here's a serve floating in. Gillette to Chase. Going to go outside to Bowers, and this time Shelby puts it down the line, but wide, and Vicksburg leads 25-24. And about six chances we've seen her doing that the last two nights. That's the first one she's missed.
Yeah.
Vicksburg by one. Smoker going to be overpassed on the Vicksburg side. They hit it, but hit it long, out of bounds.
Well, sometimes your eyes get pretty big when you see that ball coming over the net like that.
It's the size of a beach ball.
Yeah, you think so, but...
So we're tied at 25s, and Chase back to serve for the Cardinals.
Good serve.
Oswald from behind the 10-foot line to hit, and kind of handcuffs the Cardinals as Smoker was running in, reached back, got a piece of it, but put it out of bounds. And Vicksburg now has retaken the lead, 27-25.
26-25,
yeah. 1-point lead for Vicksburg over the Cardinals. Again, win by two. Here's the service. Ranky. Gillette's going to have to bump it. Bowers out of the middle, into the block. Played back up there by Ranky. Bowers on the hit. Vicksburg going to push it deep. Chase. Score far, going outside to Shelby. Here's the hit, and good. That time, she didn't go down the line. She went right square in the center of the court and hammered it down like a nail.
Tell you what, it's three good shots in a row that she had there. Finally got one to go.
26-26. Ranky just floats it over on the serve. Bumped the hitter for the back row. That was Osterl. Here's Shelby again on the hit. Dug up, though, by Vicksburg this time. They'll go backside, cross court. Chase, though, picks it up for the Cardinals. Quick out of the middle for Bowers. Off the block. Dug up, though, by Vicksburg. Tipped over on the Cardinals, and it drops. Wow. Vicksburg had done a great job of digging up their side. Got into the net with it. Coldwater got a piece of it on the block, and it rolled just behind the blockers and down out of the court. And Vicksburg now still at game point, 27-26.
I thought for sure that ball was going to fall on Vicksburg's side, but they did a great job of digging it.
Osterl. Officials checking the Vicksburg lineup to make sure it's correct. And again, the way the substitutions go and you move players up and back, it sometimes can get real confusing when you're looking out there.
Yeah, and I don't know what Vicksburg was trying to do there. It looked like they wanted the libero to come out, and then I didn't really see an official substitution made.
Osterle is back there to serve right now. Lisa has the ball in her hand. She's the libero. Libero. Officials check it, and is it correct?
Nope, they're still not correct.
There's a break of the action. The crowd getting into it. And they say it is correct. So at 27-26, Vicksburg serves. Chase, score far. Going backside to Bowers. Down the line and in.
Stokes down the line on this side.
Last few were from the left side of the court. This time from the right side of the court. We're tied at 27s.
Bowers back to the service line now for the Cardinals.
Shelby service, floats in. Going to be overpassed on the Coldwater side, and right there was Galloway to poke it down.
Good job by Kenzie.
Vicksburg came real close to getting over the net, but was just right at that line to roof it.
There was no way the server was going to get to that ball to serve, or to set it.
Bauer's going to be overpassed again. This time, Galloway hits it again, and the Cardinals have taken game one, 29-27.
Perseverance pays.
And at the nets, two big blocks out of the middle. One a block and actually one a hit there by Galloway, helping the Cardinals to finish it off. Bowers on the serves, and the Cardinals take the opening game 29-27 in this district semifinal here at Coldwater High School. We'll come back in 2 minutes and have game two coming up. This is Lady Cardinal Volleyball on WTVB.
Everyone knows that diamonds are forever, but did you know that the prongs on your ring aren't? At Culey's Jewelry, they know your rings and other jewelry are just like a car. They need regular checkups and tune-ups. That's why they offer free ring inspection and cleaning. That way, they can catch any problems before they happen, like losing that diamond. Plus, at Culey's Jewelry, you have the peace of mind knowing your jewelry repairs are not sent away and are done quickly in the store and at a price you can afford. Before your rings or jewelry get to the point of no return, give them a checkup and tune-up at Culey's Jewelry. An ounce of prevention can keep you happy for years to come. Stop in with your jewelry to Culey's Jewelry, located downtown Coldwater for over 40 years. Culey's, Culey's,
fine jewelry says it best. You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's Pee Wee game. Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who loved helping people. So I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales. Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Al.
Time to go to work, Angels. There's a dad that needs a reliable car to get to his new job.
We're on it, Al.
My new job starts tomorrow, but we have terrible credit.
Don't worry. Rainbow Motor Sales will give you $1,000 for your trade with guaranteed credit approval.
Thanks, Rainbow Motor Angels.
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12 Coldwater. Or visit us online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School. Kendall Eddy along with Al Rackesy here this evening as the Cardinals... overused phrase, the cardiac cards, the cardiac kids, whatever. I mean, all year long did they go five games and stretching this thing out. This one almost went to the cap here at 29-27. They beat Vicksburg in the opening game here tonight.
Well, good job by both teams late in the game of fighting and battling and staying in the game for the most part, not letting the other team sneak away with it. But the Cardinals able to persevere and come away with that 29-27 victory. Cardinals struggled a little bit with passing the ball in game one, but again, Vicksburg, from what I'm looking at anyway, a pretty tough serving team, and see if the Cardinals can handle that a little better here in game two.
Well, they will start Vicksburg, that is, with the service in game two, and floated long, played up there by Haley Ranke. Michaela Gillette going to have to bump it. Ranke will hit it from behind the 10-foot line for Coldwater. Vicksburg coming with their little push over. Ranke plays it up. Now they'll get it set. Chase giving it to Galloway into the block and back out of Coldwater's side.
I don't think that ball got up high enough from the center, so not much of a chance for Kenzie on that one.
And a 1-0 lead for Vicksburg here in game two. Ranke, Chase. Little push over there by Smoker. Here comes the hitting over in two is... Vicksburg, Coldwater trying to push it over and push right back at Megan Scorefar. The big tape at the top of the net. So Vicksburg with a 2-0 lead here in game two. Ashley Chase, Megan Scorefar to Galloway and just long. Wow. Not by much.
Ran the play very well. Got a good pass and good set. Kenzie just ran out of court.
3-0 Vicksburg on top. Gillette, Scorefar going to bump it up to Chase. Gets it from behind the 10-foot line. Played up by Vicksburg. They'll go to the outside. The lefty, and Ash puts it down.
The blockers did adjust and went outside a little bit, but Ash came back inside, went through the block. Coldwater couldn't get it before it hit the floor.
Bump up. Here's the block back at Coldwater, and they say the ball never clears the net. And that's a 5-0 lead now for Vicksburg. Cardinals struggling, as you mentioned, on offense.
Saw some of this the other night, but the Cardinals were able to battle back.
Long serve, played up there by Ranke. Scorefar runs a ton for it. Chase just going to push it over. Oswald, quick, and giving it there. Looked like it was going to be a quick in the middle. Instead, just kind of set it overhead to Shannon Scott, the lefty. Kind of hitting it right over the top of the setter and putting it in.
Morgan Bullock, though, also drew some attention coming in for that, what looked like might be a set to her. So she drew one of the blockers and gave Bullock a good shot.
6-0, Vicksburg on top. Galloway pushes it over. Ball comes back to Coldwater side. Now comes back to Vicksburg. Now back onto Coldwater side and back to Vicksburg. Here comes Ash. This off-speed shot, but off the Coldwater block and out of bounds.
Yep. Time for a timeout.
7-0. Vicksburg has opened up the lead here in game two, and the Coldwater Cardinals have looked very much out of sorts.
Definitely, again, goes back to that receiving, and they are struggling with that. Struggled with it game one, struggling with it big time here at the start of game two. It just doesn't allow you to get into any kind of an offensive flow. A couple of chances that they have had, they've hit it into the net or under the net for the most part.
Osterley at that service line there at libero. She's a left-handed server. not a super tough serve, but a quality serve that the Cardinals have just struggled with.
Yeah, they pretty much struggled with about all of them tonight. It doesn't matter who's back there for Vicksburg, but got to pull it together here.
Warner took the opening game 29-27, but trailing here in game two, 7-0. It's best of five. First four games to 25. Game five, if necessary, goes to 15. There's Osterley with a service. Ranky, Chase, now bumped over by the Cardinals. Megan Scorefar. So again, no offense run there. Tight at the net. Ball brought back over by Vicksburg. Played to Coldwater side. Ranky, Scorefar, now to Galloway. And Vicksburg keeps it alive. Osterley going to bump it over on the third one. Chase, Scorefar, setting out of the middle to Smoker. Dumps it over. Look quick on the second ball and hit over. This Pittsburgh's done that a couple of times for the, against the Cardinals. And Shannon Scott, the big lefty, I think the Cardinals were think she's going to set it, but she just turns and cranks it.
Well, she had a good opportunity there. She took advantage of it, and New Coldwater was a little bit out of the sorts on defense.
Here's the little tip over by Scorefar, blocked back at her. Ranky going to hit it, and tight at the net. Here comes the hit out of the middle. I was hesitant to say that because the player's wrist was way over top of the net, but it was Megan with big ups.
No doubt about it.
Poking that ball on the overpass back on the Vicksburg side for the point, and the first point for the Cardinals here in game two. And we've got a lift against Oswalt for Vicksburg on the set, trying to go behind her to the big hitter, Shannon Scott. Scorefar to serve. 8-2, Vicksburg leads. And this hit from the 10-foot line into the net. Olivia Welsh had to run a long way to get to that one. And under or overswung on it and put it into the net. Scorefar sends it in again. Oswald quick out of the middle to Ash. Cardinals had all tucked up to the net and left Shelby Bowers all alone back row. And Shelby just couldn't get to it.
No way on that one.
9-3. Vicksburg leads. Ash with a service. Michaela Gillette. Bauer's going to set it to Galloway, who just bumps it over. And, you know, it counts as a kill.
You betcha.
A little bump over and caught Vicksburg just kind of waiting on their heels.
Haley Ranky checking back into the lineup for Coldwater on the front row.
Carly Smoker to serve. 9-4. Coldwater trails here in game two. Good Coldwater crowd on the far side, including a great student section. Smoker on the service, and again handcuffing Lexi Francisco, who just checked into the game. When you're cold coming off the bench, you only play a couple of points. That's the kind of player you want to serve at.
No doubt.
They send it to her again. This time cleanly gets it up to Oswald, going outside. Ooh. And right down the line, poking it down and in. Well, which way are we going to go now?
Calder for being over the line.
She did step over the line after the hit. And who's that? Welsh on the outside corner there. Stepped under the net. Either that or Oswald on the set. Here's the quick to Vicksburg. They go to the backside again. Now here's the hit and dug up there by Coldwater. Ball tied at the net. Coming their way. Bowers. Chase going to take it. Put back at Coldwater, and they say the ball never cleared the net. Says Vicksburg's right there, but it caught the tape coming right back at Chase.
Great idea by Ashley Chase trying to catch Vicksburg.
So the Cardinals, after being down 7-0, have now pulled within 4. 10-6, Vicksburg with a serve. Overpassed onto Vicksburg's side, but Scorefar digs it back up on the Vicksburg hit. Here's Ranky, and the ball never clears the net. Hit into the tape. It comes right back at the Cardinals. That wasn't the third hit, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. I thought it was only the second hit, so that would have given the Cardinals a chance to play, but I guess not. Serve received. The Cardinals do not do it cleanly again, and off the arms of Bowers and out of bounds. And Vicksburg back up by 6, 12-6 here in game number 2. Smoker. Ball dives right out in front of her. She dives for it, but puts it into the bottom of the net. And the Cardinals not able to get a set out of it. And Vicksburg back up by 7.
Really struggling with that serve received tonight.
And barely clears the net. Scorefar. Bowers. Scorefar will bump it over, but bump it just wide.
wheels are falling off a little bit here, Mr. Delaney.
14-6. See if Coach calls a timeout or not. Bowers, Smoker. Here's Ranky. Hits it hard, hits it deep, and puts it off the arms of Lexi Francisco and out of bounds. The Cardinals get it back with Kenzie Galloway to serve now. Is that the hit the Cardinals needed?
Need a run.
Galloway bumped up there by Vicksburg. They'll hit it, but hit it into the net, never fully turning on it to his Olivia Welsh, and puts it into the bottom of the tape.
Kenzie Galloway serving at 92% on the season.
14-8, Coldwater with the lead. Ball going to be tied up in net for Oswald and stuffed there by Bowers.
Shelby Bowers going up strong again for Coldwater.
Cardinals pull back within 5, 14-9. With Galloway to serve. Oswald going outside. Here's the hit and dug up by Coldwater. Galloway back row. Ranky through the blockers. Getting a hand on it there was Hannah Overy, but out of bounds.
Good dig in the back row from Galloway that time. Got the ball to the center and got the pass.
14-10. Amazing how that works, huh? A little tip over by Oswald on the second ball. Cardinals come with their attack. Ranky going deep. Oswald setting it outside again. Coldwater with a double block. Ranky digs it up. Score far going backside for Ashley Chase. Dug up there by Overy. Oswald sets it outside, but hit into the net on the swing was Olivia Welsh. And the Cardinals have pulled within 3, 14-11.
Cardinals looking a little sharper right now.
Digging a lot of balls. Galloway goes deep. Right up there by Osterley. Out of the middle. Oh, Cardinals got fooled a bit on that hit by Morgan Bullock. Thought she was going to hit it hard. Instead, just kind of tipped it into the blockers who didn't close it well enough, and it rolled down on Coldwater's side.
Yeah. Very close play. Looked like we were going to have a good block on it, but just didn't work.
Ashton Bjork back to serve for Vicksburg. They lead by 4. Coldwater with Carly Smoker on the hit from the 10-foot line. Oswald feeding it outside, dug up by Coldwater. A little tip by Bowers, comes back to Coldwater's side. Bowers going to set it to Chase, who bumps it over. Oswald on the bump set to the 10-foot line. The hit barely clears the net. Bowers, she'll get it back again on the hit down the line. Dug up, though, by Francisco. A tip over by Vicksburg. Score far. Going to set backside Ashley Chase into the double block, and it drops.
Ashley off the block. The ball found its way into no man's land for Vicksburg and hits the floor. Another point for the Cardinals.
15-12. Coldwater trails by 3. But with the service. Oswald got to go outside. Through the Coldwater block. Dug up there by Gillette. Bowers setting it outside to Ranky. And nothing there. She's trying to adjust. Instead of hitting with the left, was trying to fist it, I think, with the right. And ran herself right into the official's chair.
Shelby set that one a little too far outside.
16-12. Vicksburg leads. Welsh with the service. Oh, high serve. That caught Smoker right about at the teeth. Trying to finger set it. It just carried out of bounds.
That's a pretty strong serve to try to do that, too.
It's become more and more prevalent in girls' soccer these, or girls' volleyball these days, to try to, as opposed to taking that extra step back and bumping it.
Right.
Works sometimes, doesn't other times. That serve blasted out of bounds by Vicksburg, and the Cardinals get it back. Trailing by 4, 17-13. Ball over passed onto Coldwater's side. Right there, Shelby Bowers, the double hand stuff, and the Cardinals get the ball back and the point.
And Shelby going up, knowing there was nobody in that spot for Vicksburg, put it exactly where she wanted.
17-14. Ranky to serve. Going behind the 10-foot line. The long hit there by Vicksburg. Chase rotates up to take the set. Smoker through the blockers. Oswald going to set for Vicksburg to the outside. Ash dug up there by Coldwater. And we've got Coldwater with a lift trying to bring the ball up. Maybe that was on Bowers.
Yeah, just got caught kind of in a spot on her body where she couldn't get either up or down with it. So...
18-14. Score far, going backside to Bowers, and hits it right down the line and in. Absolutely, positively perfect.
Great pass, great set, and a big hit.
See, in the spring, we actually teach her to catch those balls as opposed to as a goalkeeper for girls soccer. Cardinals trail by three. Vicksburg coming with the attack. Renke bumps it up. Chase, give it to Galloway. Big, strong hit, but Vicksburg comes up with it. They go to the outside, double block back, Adam, and just out of bounds. Cardinals not able to close it enough. That literally missed by inches.
India Ash for Vicksburg was just about ready to stick her hands out and pass that ball back up, but she made the right decision. Ball falls out of bounds, and the point goes to Vicksburg.
19-15. Vicksburg leads, and with a serve. Bowers tied at the net on the over... almost overpassed it, and right at top of the net, Vicksburg there to block it back down to Coldwater's side.
Mm-hmm. Vicksburg at that magic 20.
20-15, they lead. Coldwater took the opening game, 29-27. Here's Galloway, just going to push it over. Vicksburg comes with their attack and sends it long on the hit, getting up underneath it and launching it out of bounds was India Ash. The set to take it by Shannon Scott. She'll step in at times and take the set for Oswalt. Score far on the service. Oswalt will take the bump set from the 10-foot line. Here's the hit, and Cardinals dig it up nicely. We'll push over there by Score Far. Played up by Ash, and she'll blast it out of bounds again.
Good job by the Cardinals on that last block. Carly Smoker and Kenzie Galloway up there for it.
20-17. This is a deep serve by Scorefar, played up by Vicksburg. They're going to go outside, cross-court hit, and does it hit? Yes, it gets in there by Shannon Scott. She's way off the net, and as opposed to a line drive shot she normally does, kind of floated that one in and just caught the line.
Couldn't see how many blockers we had there, but it didn't look like they were right in her face by any means.
Bowers plays it up. Here comes Galloway on the attack. Blocked back hard at the Cardinals and into the one spot where the defense was in that deep right corner, and that's where the ball drops back on Coldwater's side. So Vicksburg with the block and the point. 22-17, they lead here in game two. Oh, Gillette lets the one drop in front of her. That serve just barely clears the net. It caught the Cardinals by surprise a little bit on their serve receive.
No question about it. There was a great double block over here. Nice serve from Vicksburg and a little miscue by Coldwater.
So 23-17, Coach Larry Knaus calls the timeout.
Good timeout called by Coach Knaus, trying to break the momentum of Vicksburg at the service line right now. And that'll break that momentum are some good passes from the back row of the Dakota Cardinals.
And it's really going to have to start on that serve-receive. Vicksburg, a very, very tough serving team.
No question. Tougher than Sturgis even the other night.
23-17. Vicksburg with the lead here in game two. India Ash at the service line. Cardinals on the floor. Galloway, Smoker, Scorefar, Bowers, Reinke, and Chase. And the service goes deep. Renke has a finger set it. Bowers to Chase. She'll push it deep. Oswald out of the middle and the hit and a touch. Let's see. Violation by Coldwater in the nets. So Galloway got in the nets on the block. And now we're at game point for Vicksburg, 24-17. Serve. Bowers struggles with it, but Scorefar pushes it over. Oswald going to dump it over in two. Bowers, and there's the lift. Instead of bumping, she tried to push it, and they call the double hit on that. And Vicksburg takes game two, 25-17.
Well, again, the Cardinals struggles with serve-receive. Really came back and bit them that game. But give Vicksburg credit, too. Their serves are tough to handle, and they're doing a good job of that tonight.
25-17. Vicksburg takes game two after Coldwater took the opening game 29-27. So we're tied at a game apiece. And it's best of five. We're back with the game three coming up after this two-minute break. This is Lady Cardinal Volleyball on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Bobilia.com. How about a 2011 Jeep Patriot 4x4, just $13,675 or $213 per month? Looking for a low-cost ride? Mobilia has a 2005 Dodge Neon, 2005 Dodge Grand Caravan SXT, and 2001 Ford Taurus, all under $6,000. Just add tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hetrick, Tom Whiteley, Dean Mobilia, and now Sean Stouter. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. That's right, free. It's like saving 25% every time you get an oil change. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
For smart heating solutions for your home, see Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tailgrater at Meijer.